Create Art Podcast. Commentary. Attention. Hello, friend. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in art and education to help you tame that inner critic and create more than you consume. So we are continuing on with our Kickstart Creativity, which is 50 cards that spark inspiration. And this is from Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. And we will have all the links in the show notes for this. So, you know, what is this whole Kickstart Creativity thing that I've been doing all year so far? Like I said, it's 50 cards to spark your inspiration. My wife gave me these cards back in 2022 over the holidays as a gift, and I thought to myself, why is she giving me inspiration cards, you know, to kickstart my creativity? I mean, am I not the, you know, head instigator here at Create Art Podcast? And these cards are really, really cool. You've got to get yourself a copy of these or your own cards, because they really are powering this year for me for Creator Podcast. They've provided me with a lot of content that I can sink my teeth into and share with you and let you know what I do with these cards and what they mean to me, and, you know, maybe shed some light on artistic terms, I guess you would call them, that you may not understand or you may think you understand, but I'll give you my take on them. Anyhow, today we are, there are three types of cards, I should say. There's the action cards, there's the perception cards, perspective cards, and then the intention cards. So we've already done one set of cards. We're now doing the perspective cards, which are the green cards. And, you know, you can loop or connect these cards together with each other to give you ideas, to spark that creativity. So if you're having a hard time with something, or if you're having a block, and you know how I feel about, like, writer's block. I don't think it really exists. It's just we have a fear of writing something bad. So today we're using the perspective cards, and we're talking about attention. So attention there on the back of the card, attention is a lavish gift to be offered at any moment. And if you think about our world the way it is now, with all of the pulls that we have on our attention, you know, with our phones, all the notifications that we get, emails, you know, at work, what have you, it pulls us in a lot of different directions, and we can't. You know, it's a wonder that more of us don't have ADHD. I joke, but it's the truth. With, you know, everything pulling us away from what we want to be doing, it's amazing that we get anything done. So if you do have ADHD, I do have a person in my household. I have a few, actually, that have ADHD. So I know of what I speak when I talk about ADHD. I don't have it myself, but I am surrounded by it, and again, I'm not complaining about it. It's just, it's a thing, and you know, it can really frustrate those of us that don't have it, and because, you know, we're always like, well, pay attention. Well, what do we mean by paying attention? And I think for me, what I mean by paying attention is to be with the person in the moment. And I have a theater background, and we always talk about acting in the moment and being in the moment with your scene partner or with your fellow actors. And, you know, that's what I mean when I'm saying paying attention. You know, you're with that person in the moment. So that's difficult to do with 8-year-olds. It's also difficult to do with 28-year-olds and 38-year-olds and 48-year-olds. At the time of this recording, I'm 50, but it's not difficult. Once you hit 50, I think it's not that difficult. I kid. It gets even worse. But anyhow, I really like, you know, it's a gift that we give somebody. You know, we are showing them that they are important to us. And, you know, that's the same, that's the truth for our audience. Who's ever out there, we want to let them know that, hey, we're here with you. And, you know, we want you to take a look at this and, you know, comment on it. Or, you know, what is it, you know, what do you see out of it? And I think if we approach our art in that fashion, with that mindset of, hey, I'm going to show you this. Can you tell me what you think about it? And, you know, one way you can tell people what you think about it is to actually buy the piece and hang it up in your home. It tells your guest, you know, kind of what you're interested in and, you know, maybe some of your values, perhaps. On this podcast, I interview people of various backgrounds and various perspectives and different art forms. I'm trying to hit all of the major ones. Obviously, I'm a writer, so I do writing. Theater background, musician background. So I've had musicians on. I've had theater people on. I love improv. We do that. Paint like a 4-year-old on crack. So, but whatever art form that you're into, into making, you're actually helping your audience define who they are. That's kind of interesting. You're influencing that person and their social life. So let's jump a little bit further into this card. And it says here, writers like Leo Tolstoy have much to teach us about concentration and presence. In The Three Questions, Tolstoy famously claimed that time that matters most is now. The most important person is the one you are with in this moment. And the most worthwhile art is to do right for the person at your side. And I would say, you know, your immediate family, you know, those that live with you, that is a precious gift that you give them. And I'm guilty of it too, you know. I'll hang out with the kids and I'll be, you know, looking at notifications that come through the phone and that don't really matter. It's not life and death. I'm not doing brain surgery. So I can, you know, put the phone down and be present with my children who are pretty remarkable. I'm not biased. I'm just telling the truth. But, you know, kids are really remarkable in what they come up with, where they have no background, no frame of reference. And the stories that they come up with, the pictures that they draw, the ideas that populate their brain, it's worthy of your attention and it's worthy of my attention. So, you know, like I say, it's a gift that you give somebody. So make sure that you're being generous with your attention. It doesn't matter, you know, what type of art that you're doing, if you're in communion or, you know, connection with your audience, then you're giving them a gift. You're listening to them. They're telling you what they want. They're telling you what they want when they show up to your gallery. They're telling you what they want when they purchase whatever you're producing. So they're showing you attention. You need to be doing the same for them. You need to be showing them attention. You need to be listening to them. Here in Fredericksburg, we have First Fridays, which is where all the art galleries, you know, open up and stay late on the first Friday of the month, hence the name. Ha ha. Kind of like Create Art Podcast. What is this podcast about? Creating art. There we go. But one thing that, you know, attending nights like this that I've noticed is that, you know, some artists, they are more sociable. They are more open to talking with people that are coming up and looking at their work. And other artists are just, you know, they're going to pay attention to their friends and their family that show up at it. And, you know, a new customer be damned. And that's not really a good way to do that. I don't recommend it. You know, if you're having a great conversation with somebody there at one of those things, that's fine. I'm not saying stop that. But I'm also saying that a lot of people don't know how to approach an artist at one of these galleries or something like that. Or they're afraid to, you know, they're afraid that, you know, well, I'm not really planning on buying a piece tonight, but, you know, I don't want this artist talking to me and then being guilted into buying a piece. That's not, you know, how that transaction should happen. That's not how that interaction should happen. That artist should be there to, you know, answer any questions that you have about it. And then as a audience member, as a possible patron of it, you know, feel free to ask your questions. The artist that's there should be, you know, happy to answer any questions that you have about it. Yeah, even if they're stupid questions. And, you know, there are stupid questions that we all ask. I ask them sometimes in interviews. But what I try to do is I try not to ask the same questions that somebody's already been asked a million times. So that's why, you know, in my homework, when I bring on somebody, I'm going to, you know, listen to other interviews that they've done, because I respect your time and I respect the attention that you're giving me in this podcast. You know, you're listening to me in the car, or you got on some earbuds, or you're mowing your lawn. That's what I do sometimes when I listen to podcasts. And you're really respecting my time, and I want to respect your time. And I do appreciate, you know, everyone that does take a lesson and does, you know, pass this along to friends. So, you know, when you're in those kind of situations as a artist or as a patron of the arts, you know, just break through whatever wall that is and go talk to that artist. Go talk to that patron. You know, you have set up the space to do that, to have those interactions. So make those interactions happen. You know, be generous to each other. Give each other that time. You might run into somebody that you have never met before. You might run into me and then become a, you know, a listener of the show here, or, you know, be interviewed on the show. You never know what's going to happen. And I love going through life like that. Yeah, you don't know what's going to happen. Let's go and, you know, have a journey and that of something that we can talk about when, you know, when we're old and dying. So that's, you know, my main thing here is just to encourage you to go ahead and do that. So the next section here is our challenge section. And with these, there's three challenges here, but I'm just going to be doing two of them, and you'll find out why in just a second here. Reflect on Tolstoy's The Three Questions, or John Muth's adaptation by the same title. And, you know, I'm just focusing on these, you know, these three questions, quote unquote, three questions. You know, the time that does matter is right now. No matter what you're doing right now, as you listen to this podcast, this is the most important thing that's happening right now. The most important person is the one with you in the moment. Right now, you are the most important person. It doesn't mean I love you and, you know, hey, let's go get married. I'm already married and I have enough people here in my house to love. But, you know, you are the most important person right now that I'm talking to. So I want to make sure that I give you as much, I'm as generous as I can be with this gift of attention. And then, you know, the last part of it is the most worthwhile act is to do right by the person at your side. I want to do right by you. I don't want to give you any advice or any, you know, insights that is going to hurt your practice whatsoever. I want to give you stuff that I've discovered over the years, and I want to make sure that this is a place of rest for you. And a place where you can kind of, you know, sit back, kick up your feet, and listen to somebody that is trying to make sense of all of this. I'm trying to make sense of it for myself and for you. So, I mean, you know, take what you want and leave the rest. And, you know, it's kind of like a buffet. Yeah, everybody likes a good buffet, except for vegans and vegetarians. They hate buffets. No, I'm kidding. I don't know if they hate buffets or not. And I have vegans and vegetarians in my family, so I should know this. But feel free to write in if you're a vegan or vegetarian and you love buffets. The next challenge is, let's see here, consider the word inspire, which literally means to breathe in. We've talked about inspiration and breathing in. Reflect on how to use your breath as a tool for inspiration, how taking mindful breaths can orient your attention to the present moment. Now, in my day job, I work with some resilience, master resilience trainers and resilience trainers and all that. And, you know, the first thing that they talk about is taking that breath. And then, you know, and then that by taking mindful breaths, you can be a very attentive person. You can be totally focused on the task at hand, whatever that is, whether it's creating art or training people in resilience, financial wellness, training people in whatever artistic practice you're doing, or, you know, being with your children, or being with other people's children if you don't have children. But it's important to give that gift to other people, because then that is going to draw them in. You're going to increase your network, which, you know, increasing your network increases your net worth. So definitely, you know, give that gift to somebody. And I thank you for the gift that you've given me by sitting there and paying attention to what I'm saying. And I definitely want to reciprocate that gift. Feel free, email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And, you know, let's start that conversation and you know, giving each other the gift of attention. The third challenge on this is to revert your attention now by contemplating a blue intention card for the next 3 minutes. So this is if you actually have these cards. You know, blue cards are the intention cards, and, you know, you can do that for yourself. But something that I always like doing is I always like looking at the actual definition of the word that we're talking about. So when we do this, we go to good old Merriam-Webster, and it is the act or state of applying the mind to something, a condition of readiness for such attention, involving especially a selective narrowing or focusing of consciousness and receptivity, sympathetic consideration of the needs and wants of others, a position assumed by a soldier with heels together, body erect, arms at the sides, and eyes to the front. And if you think about it, here's the thing with that. Prior service military veteran here. I used to be in the Air Force for 2 years, 10 months, 10 days, 12 hours, 15 minutes. Not that I'm keeping track, but hey, I wasn't going to miss out on lunch. You can tell I've said that, you know, about a million times. But when we do give our attention, you know, we focus everything on in our body to what is happening in front of us, you know, whether that be in boot camp with a drill sergeant, or you're standing in a formation and getting a briefing, or you're working on aircraft, or you're doing whatever you're doing in the military. When, you know, somebody says attend, then it's time to be present, and it's time to listen. It's time to, in more vulgar terms, I guess, is to shut up and, you know, pay attention. And so, yeah, attention. You know, we want to give attention to ourselves and to our own needs. We want to pay attention to our body to improve our health and to do better, to be able to do better work in that way. And then we want to pay attention to our audience and find out what they're interested in. What do they want to know? Maybe we are the ones that are going out there and finding out the information. those of us that, you know, are patrons of the arts, we want to pay attention. We want to have that experience. We want to be present and receptive to what is happening in front of us or in our general vicinity. It's not all art has to happen in front of us. It can happen around us and behind us and through us and above us and below us and all 360 degrees of directions on that. So, yeah, attention. Pretty cool. Well, that was today's card. I appreciate you, taking a listen to this podcast, and I really appreciate the time that you put into it, and I hope you appreciate the time that I put into it. I do want to ask you a slight favor. If you got any benefit out of this, I'd ask you to go ahead and share it with a friend. Whatever app you're using, if you're on my website, go ahead and give them the website. If you're, using an app, share it through your app. There's lots of different ways, lots of different apps out there. So I'm not going to go through them all. But yeah, go ahead and share it with a friend. I don't mind. Don't mind at all. The other thing I'd like to ask of you is that if you have something going on in your neck of the woods, or if you have, a piece of art that you're working on that I can help you out with, or if you want to get your work out there to other people, I'd be happy to interview you on this show. You can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And I'd be happy to get back with you and talk about it and see what we can do about that. The last thing I'm going to ask of you, and I know I'm asking a ton, and I apologize for that, but could you go ahead and email me and let me know what would make this a 5-star podcast in your eyes? I'd like to know about that. You can, a lot of the apps out there, you can comment right there on the app and leave your review or all that. And by all means, go ahead and do that. Even if it's not a 5-star, if it's a 4-star, if it's a 1-star, go ahead and do that. But what I would ask you to do, please, is to go ahead and email me. Same email address, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. And let me know what's going to make this a 5-star podcast for you. Now I'm going to release you to the rest of your day. I hope this was enjoyable for you. I know it was enjoyable for me. So go out there. Tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. And go out there and make some art for somebody you love, yourself. I'll talk to you next time.